This is Graham Freer, and I'm talking to Andrew Wing, who is the youngest of a very talented family. Your father, Tony, and your mum, Patricia, have both been active in arts and crafts. And you, too, have for many years been producing silhouette work. I've seen sort of, you know, rather amusing figures of drunken sailors and things like that. But now this thing that you've got in front of me here, well, can you describe what I'm looking at?
Yes, it's a cross-section of a RAF Nimrod surveillance aircraft showing all the compartments inside from the nose to the rear end, with everybody in there doing their little jobs in silhouette.
So not much comedy in this, then?
Well, strangely, there is comedy in the sense of what some of these people are doing. For example, there is a thing called maritime cupping, where if one of the chaps falls asleep, somebody will come along and place a plastic cup on their earphones, so when they wake up, they wander around the aircraft, and everybody obviously appreciates that they've been asleep because they've got this plastic cup which they wouldn't have got if they'd been awake, put onto their earphones. And the guy who is being cupped, I think, is just there.
So working from the front, you've got the pilot, of course, and presumably the navigator or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes. I think the engineer, I think that might be. There's a systems board there.
Ah, yes.
And he sits just behind the commanding officer there.
The detail is incredible. I don't know what one looks like inside, of course, but you had someone walking from front to back taking photographs of every single thing.
Yes, a squadron leader, RAF squadron leader, had seen my cross-sections of submarines and how detailed we had made them, and he sold me the project on the basis that it was very similar, that it was a tube where there was lots of things going on from one end to the other. And he said, and I can show both the inside of the tube, all the workings in there, and also what goes on beneath the tube. So, for example, all these sort of fuel tanks and the bomb bay. And in the back, right at the very back, there's the Brunswick Maine lobsters that they would put in boxes of ice to bring back. And so you've got all your duty frees actually within the pressure hole, and then right at the very back outside the pressure hole was all this other bits and pieces that they were obviously asked to bring back.
How long did it take you to do this?
A submarine, for example, would take approximately 9 months to a year to do, but you also have to get clearance to do a visit on it. So with this one, because I didn't have the opportunity to get on the Nimrod, the squadron leader very kindly recorded some data for me of the different sections, and then put them onto these boards that we see here, which are sort of information boards showing the various positions that people would have sat in. There's a cross section. He's photographed in. He's got a sketch of a seat, and then as the picture progressed, he would then come in with sort of oversee it, and then come in with more additional things that had to be put into it.
This is very much a one-off then. I mean, it's not likely to go on public sale, presumably.
The government disbanded the Nimrod squadrons, all of them. So in a sense, yes, it is on sale, because it was produced as a print for the squadron, because that's it. It's gone. It's been scrapped. Wow. And they had commissioned some new ones, but it was decided that, I think in the Defence Review, that they wouldn't be using them, and they were also stopped. And
so anyone who has ever flown or been in connection with a Nimrod would probably like one of these.
Yes, there is that thing that the people who have actually served in here would immediately recognise a lot of the things that are actually going on. Like somebody counting the receipts from obviously one of their stopovers and things like that. So they and there's an engineer here asleep down the back end on the cases and things. So anybody I think who has actually flown in one of these would immediately recognise what is actually going on. This surfboard down here in the bomb bay, for example.
Why would it have a bomb bay on? It's not going to go.
Because there is. These were originally designed to drop nuclear bombs. So there is actually a button in the front with a big N on it, big red button.
And that's still there?
it was there when I looked, when I did get the opportunity to go and visit the Nimrod. It was still on the stick.
Hopefully not armed.
No. Well, of course, down the front end here, this big dome was a special radar for scanning various things. So I think its sort of bomb potential gave way to the radar.
Were you artistic at school?
Yes, relatively. Not fantastically successful at school. But,
so what was your route from then to now to this?
It would probably be opportunities not being presented, like applying for jobs and things and them not occurring, to then focusing in on something I could do, which is drawing pictures of sort of service people and their various bits and pieces.
Pretty unique stuff, I would have thought.
Yes, it is. It is quite a unique market, and it's quite an interesting market to be in, because you do get to see a complete cross-section of military life, from, you know, somebody who operates in one of these to somebody who operates beneath the oceans. To see such a massive cross-section of working practices is very interesting.
And the marketplace, I should think, is huge, isn't it?
It is quite large, yes.
And do you travel much?
Not a great deal, no.
Because this sort of thing would lend itself to other air forces, I imagine.
It probably would. We've had people speak to us from other countries. For example, the Australian Submarine Service had the Collins-class submarine commissioned, and we've had discussions with the US Submarine Service to produce pictures and the like. So, yeah, it's quite a varied thing. But you really do have to speak to the people who are doing the job. Without that, and without seeing sometimes how they do that job, it would almost be impossible to illustrate.
What does the future hold for you, Andrew Wing?
Interesting question. I think I will just carry on representing other people's lives, really, in ink.
Andrew Wing, thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
You're welcome, Graham. Thank you.